Hello. Welcome to the AlexaCast. Here's your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com.
Amazon just released a ton of updates and news and all sorts of stuff. We'll talk about some new gear coming up. But first, let's just talk about this is one of the great things about Lady A is the fact that she just keeps getting better and better. And so here's some things that are coming to Lady A. Number one, group calling. So video calling and drop-in, they're getting more and more popular. It's super easy, especially if you have family out of town and things like that. So it will be easy for up to 8 friends or family members to join hands-free audio video calls when you simply ask her, call my family. They say, for example, to connect with your family for the next catch-up, happy birthday. This is great especially during COVID as we record this. You'll be able to create and name groups in the Alexa app. That's going to make that really easy. That's pretty cool. Also, which is interesting, if you think a year ago, nobody knew how to join a Zoom meeting, and now Zoom is coming to Alexa. That's going to be very cool. Coming to the Echo line, I should say that. You'll also be able to join a conference call again through Zoom, or Amazon is launching their own kind of video conferencing called Amazon Chime. So you could say something like, hey, Lexi, join my Zoom meeting, or Lexi, start my Chime meeting to do video meetings. So that's going to be interesting. And since we're doing video, you can add a little fun with your drop-ins and things like that. You'll be able to turn on in-call effects so you can appear around bubbles, because, you know, we need that, or garden landscape, et cetera, all the silly stuff that people like to play with that make meetings really distracting. Thanks, Amazon. Some other things is it's a feature called Care Hub. With this, Lexi can help you stay in touch with aging family members. Again, this is huge in COVID, even when they live far away. First, you and your family member agree to create a connection between your two A accounts. It's always fun trying to avoid that word. You know the one I'm talking about. Then if your loved one needs help, they can call you as their emergency contact. Even if a phone is out, all they have to say is, hey, Lexi, call for help. And because you're listed as their emergency contact, they will call you. That's pretty cool. You can also view a high-level activity feed so you know they're up and they're going about their day, or you can set up an alert if the device detects no activity before a certain time of day, so you can call to check in. That's very cool. I had a father, when he retired, wouldn't answer the phone. It was driving us nuts. We could have set him up with one of these, and because I'd call my brother, I'm like, do you know if Dad's dead? It was amazing. Guard Plus, if you haven't used Guard, it's kind of cool. Right now, the free version allows you to, it listens for things like glass breaking and things like that. And so you can basically say to her, hey, I'm leaving, and she will turn on. It's in the Alexa app. You can turn it on. She'll say, okay, I'll guard the house. Well, now it's going to offer more ways to help customers protecting their homes. One example they said is you can ask her to connect. And again, this is hands-free to trained agents, at some sort of emergency helpline 24/7 for medical, fire, or police assistance on your behalf. That's called Guard Plus, and it can also detect and alert you about sounds of activity in your home while you're away and sound a siren from Echo devices. So if somebody breaks in, a bunch of sirens go off. That's kind of cool. Guard Plus can also help deter potential intruders by playing the sounds of dogs barking from the Echo devices in your home if motion is detected by outdoor smart home cameras. Later this year, customers in the U.S. can sign up for a free one-month trial or subscribe to the service. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Then they have Ring Pro, Ring Protect Plus. Customers will get Guard Plus for no additional costs as part of their current subscription. So if you have Ring Protect Plus, it's going to be part of that, which is kind of cool. So I thought that was pretty interesting. Security providers include A3 Smart Home, Abode, Residio, Scout Alarm, and Wyze. All offer Guard Plus along with their subscription plans. That's kind of interesting. More privacy features as we watch some companies get more and more invasive. with Amazon, they say privacy is foundational. It's at the heart of every device, feature, and experience we build. Today, we're introducing additional privacy controls and easier ways to learn about Lexi and privacy. You can say, Lexi, how do I review my privacy settings to get more information about how to manage your privacy controls? Or later this year, say, Lexi, delete everything I've said to delete your voice history. You can also choose whether or not to save your voice recordings. If you choose not to save your voice recordings, they will automatically be deleted after she processes your request. So if you're worried about her spying on you, you can kind of turn that off. So other things that they're doing to make day-to-day tasks more convenient, you can ask her what's for dinner. So coming up with new ideas will soon be easier. You can plan meals for the week by adding items to your Whole Foods Market or Amazon Fresh Cart. Well, shocking there, because of course Amazon owns both those companies. And once your delivery arrives, you can say, now what's for dinner, to see personalized recipes based on what you just had delivered. That's kind of cool. Need something fast? Ask her for recipes you can cook quickly. Want to cook with chickpeas instead of salmon? Salmon. What grade am I in? Salmon. Just ask her if she will has any updated recommendations. And you're going to see more of this, where we're going to get her more involved in the conversation, which is a little creepy. Some other things, again, new sound detectors. We already kind of mentioned this. We'll be able to recognize even more sounds like a baby crying or someone coughing or snoring. And you'll also be able to choose to set up convenient routines. For example, you could create a routine that turns a light on in the bedroom to help you wake up when she detects the sound of a baby crying, or one that turns on white noise when your partner starts to snore at night. Interesting. Some entertaining features for the whole family. This one I've been waiting for. I have an Echo Show 8. Love it, by the way. We're going to talk about hardware in a second. Netflix is finally coming to Echo Show. You can already watch your favorite Prime videos. Soon you'll be able to watch content on Netflix. That's going to be great. And so I'm looking forward to that. Music sharing. So if you want to share music with friends and family, you'll be able to say, share this song with so-and-so. And the person you've sent the song to will be able to listen with their Echo device or through the Alexa app. This one I thought was really interesting. And if you just hate parenting, by all means, just let her take over. Lexi can help your young readers build fluency and foster a love for reading with the all-new Reading Sidekick. So this works with hundreds of children's books and is a great companion to help supplement the reading time kids have with their parents and teachers. So yeah, if you're too busy to teach your kids how to read, she's got it. With a physical or digital copy of a supported book in hand, kids can say, Lexi, let's read to get started. Lexi and the child will take turns reading from the book. When the child is reading, Lexi will provide encouragement if they're doing good and offer support, might actually reread something for them. A preview of the Reading Sidekick will begin rolling out for Amazon Kids Plus families in coming months. That's a service they're rolling out for kids. In fact, hardware is getting kids for that. Speaking of that, this is kind of interesting. Alexa voice profiles for kids. So parents love the Amazon Kids parental controls, and they want them all over the house, not just in their Echo Dot Kids edition. So soon parents can create a voice profile for their kids. So Lexi will automatically switch to the kids' Alexa experience when a child is speaking to her. So let's put that in English. If your kid talks to Lexi, now, no matter where they are in the house, not just in front of their Echo, if the child talks to Alexa, she'll be able to provide kid-friendly responses, games, skills, music, and more. So if the kid was like, hey, we can't get cool stuff in our bedroom, but we can go to mom's room, talk to that Lexi, and she'll say all sorts of funny things. Well, not anymore. So that's kind of cool. And then they're coming out with this Amazon Kids Plus. We'll have access to even more kid-friendly books, premium Alexa skills, podcasts, and more. If you didn't know that, we'll talk about that as well in a second. But on Echo Show, kids can also view videos as part of the Amazon Kids Plus subscription, or parents with a Prime membership can choose to share kid-friendly Prime video titles. And parents can visit the parent dashboard. By the way, that's just parents.amazon.com. at any time to review their child activity. So again, they're really into privacy, and they're also really making it easy for you to spy on your kids, which I totally, wholeheartedly approve of. Is this you?
Who would listen to me?
I don't get this technology.
Oh, I'm going to buy the wrong equipment.
I don't want to sound unprofessional.
Ugh, I'm all alone trying to do this.
I don't even know where to start.
Ugh, please, no more jargon.
Then come visit me at schoolofpodcasting.com. You get access to my step-by-step tutorials. You get access to a private Facebook group of brilliant podcasting minds, as well as access to me via priority email, as well as live group coaching. schoolofpodcasting.com/start helps you avoid the common podcasting mistakes and helps you make content that will absolutely engage your audience. schoolofpodcasting.com/start. And now let's get to the hardware, the new toys or the updated toys. One thing I forgot to mention, they are also going to have a tap to snooze button. So if you want to, you know, listen to some white noise, it'll then tap to snooze. Also, the hardware that I'm going to talk about, it's built more for networking. So it's going to work more with all the different pieces, parts, and things like that. So a couple things here. There's another new feature that I mentioned how it's just going to get smarter. And so let's say you have a smart thermostat. You can say, hey, set the thermostat to day's vacation mode. She will ask you, what do you mean by that? And then you could say, oh, that means turn it down to whatever, 50 at this time and blah, blah, blah. And then the next time you say that, she's going to remember that. So keep that in mind. So a couple things that are coming on board. The Echo Show 10, this is the third generation. And the big thing that's different about this, and it's a little creepy, is the screen tilts and pans. It follows your voice and kind of via the camera, which is now a 13 megapixel, which is great for video conferencing, it kind of follows you around. So picture this if you're cooking in the kitchen, which is a great use of her, is if you're trying to, you know, you're walking around grabbing stuff and you're yet trying to get the recipe, let's say off the Food Network, you got to go where, well, now she will follow you, which is interesting. And also, they say that this movement, it's a brushless motor. So it's absolutely silent. So that's kind of interesting. The Echo Show 10 is a little more expensive than the previous one, but now you've got this cool, you know, thing that's going to follow you around. The previous version was $229. The new version is $249. Now, the other cool thing that I think you're going to end up with a better actual sound on this, you have two tweeters in the front of this, and then it's actually, it looks like an iPad, for lack of a better phrase. It looks like a Fire tablet that's stuck to basically an Echo Dot. So the base of this is kind of the woofer, and you've got tweeters in the front. And the other thing I liked about this, it did have a manual camera cover. I like that. I prefer that over that. So that's going to be pretty cool. And like I say, it's a little more expensive, but it looks really, really cool. Now, the other thing they've done is it used to be the Echo Dot was basically a hockey puck, and they've now made them spherical. So it looks like a little ball, and it's got a 1.8 inch speaker. And again, two tweeters. And I didn't know this. Amazon has some sort of technology that it somehow, through the microphone, listens to your room and helps adjust the equalization of your device to sound better. That's pretty cool. The Echo Dot is going to clock in at $100. And this is now the fourth generation, what we're calling this. Did I say $100? Well, that's what they said in the kind of the brochure. It's $59 as I look at this now. And they actually have one with a clock, which is not really new. That was in some other versions. But it'll also show the weather and things of this nature. So that's going to be interesting and probably end up with a pretty decent sounding unit there. The Fire TV got updated. And what they're doing, they're kind of just revamping the whole Fire TV experience. It's going to be more direct interaction. It's going to have her helping you explore items. She might actually start suggesting things for you. And so that's going to be kind of cool. They also announced that if you're using anything in the Ring line, all the cameras and stuff, they now, and I guess this really isn't that new, but they specified end-to-end encryption. So if you're worried about somebody hacking your cameras, you don't have to worry about that. And they're coming out, this is pretty interesting, a Ring car alarm. And so this does a couple things. If you get in an accident, it will call to, you know, get you some help. It also has a camera in it. And so all you have to say is, Lexi, I'm being pulled over, and it will start recording. So that's kind of an interesting little tool. They also, and I need to see this one. I've just read about this one. It's called Ring Always Home. And what it is, and I'm not making this up, it's a little drone with a camera that you can fly around your house. So let's say you go on vacation, and instead of buying a bunch of cameras for every room, you could just buy this drone and fly it around your house. That's a little different. They've also introduced a new game service, and this is going to integrate with Twitch. So if you like to play games, and they came out with this controller, and from what I understand from the gamers that they had talking about it, it's really good because with some of these gaming systems, especially if it's online, you hit a button and it sounds weird, but there's like a 20, you know, let's say a 40 millisecond delay. Well, they've really cut this down. Amazon has come up with technology that really makes it responsive. So when you press the button, it's there. And in a future episode, I'm going to do some research on Amazon Sidewalk. This is a technology that Amazon is looking to roll out that's basically going to be Wi-Fi everywhere, so that no matter where you're at, you're like, oh, you can access all this great stuff no matter where you're at. I'll have links out in the show notes at alexacast.com if you want to check out these new devices and all the links that I talked about. Thank you so much for listening. If you do any shopping, I do appreciate it if you go to AlexaCast and click the buttons there. And until we meet again, I'll let her have the last word.
Thank you. Goodbye.
This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.